Hello, and welcome back to Daily Dips, your daily slice of Forces Life. I'm your host, Lydia Tester, and you've done it. You've made it to Friday. It's the 21st of August today, and I'm really excited about this episode because I've got a man who is near and dear to my heart on the pod. It is Forces News reporter from BFBS Cyprus. It's Will Hollis. Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's like catching up with your old school friends at Christmas, isn't it?
Well, what's been going on? Give me some FOMO. Like, how is Cyprus at the moment?
Well, it's hot. It's the middle of August, so most people are on holiday, whether in Cyprus or they've gone to the UK or wherever they wanted to get away from their work responsibilities for a few weeks. There's also loads of changes right now. The Welsh Guards have just moved in to Episcopi, so we've been doing loads of stuff with them, the news about them arriving on Forces News. And also, I've enjoyed a bit of time away as well, catching up with family and friends who have been visiting. Lydia, I've been all over the island. If anybody wants a tour guide, I'm your man, and I won't even charge you anything.
That's such good news. I'll be passing your info on. So you were just talking about like a lot of changes and stuff. Today in particular, we're talking about housing. Tell us a bit more about what's been going on in that department.
Yeah, so these are brand new homes in Decalia as part of the Apollo programme. It's a massive 10-year project to upgrade homes and buildings across British Forces Cyprus. So in Decalia, this is the first third of about 140 homes, the first 46 homes, and people are already moving in and enjoying them.
That's so fun. It must be so fun to see these plans coming alive. What are the homes like?
They are brilliant. If you were coming to Cyprus on a holiday with a small group of friends, this is the Airbnb that you would pick. They're spick and span. They're nice, open and spacious. They've got all of the amenities that a serving family needs while they're out here posted in Cyprus. And ultimately, what's special about these is that they're designed for the junior ranks. So they're ultimately in place for privates, lance corporals, and sergeants, as well as part of the other ranks. I've been told that 80% of these have been filled with those juniors and the rest are sergeants and warrant officers. So when people see these brand spanking new bright houses in Cyprus, it's not for the officers, it's for the average working soldier who's posted to Cyprus. I spoke to one of the families that have come out here and they've got the new house. I spoke to military spouse Karen Grace Adjicum, who's married to Highlander Stephen Adjicum, and I said, you've got this great house here, but what's your favourite part?
I think it's great that we have two bathrooms. My husband loves a long shower, and so I don't have to be standing at the door knocking, waiting for him. We have a lot more living room space, so I can hide that dreadful PlayStation. I know there are lots of spouses and partners who probably feel my pain. But of course, everybody needs their own, you know, way to decompress, etc.
Oh, she sounds like she's absolutely buzzing to be moving into this new house. I mean, I know the pain of waiting for a bathroom when someone's taking their sweet time. So it's amazing that they have two. Now, why are they building these new homes?
Well, Decalia Station is a 70-year-old station, so they need to upgrade the housing stock. And this is something that Lieutenant Colonel Tim Wardish, who's the station commander, is really proud of. And he's been shouting about it on Forces News.
This is a fantastic project for us. So not only does it give us safe housing, as in seismically compliant, but it upgrades the housing estate in Decalia. So, you know, we've got 31 families already moved in, another 12 booked to move in, and then that just leaves three on this first phase. And then the whole estate will be 138 houses. Most of that's three bedroom, type C, and then 24 of those are type D, which is four bedroom.
So Tim Wildish there says about being seismic compliant. Will, can you just explain that in simpler terms for me personally?
It sounds very boring, doesn't it? As soon as you hear something like seismically compliant, you switch off. So what it ultimately means is that they are homes that when you have these building regulations and standards, they're ones that in an area where there is a lot of earthquakes, they're more likely to survive, more likely to withstand the earthquake. Earthquake resistant is the phrase that we came up with, because they're not entirely earthquake proof, you know, that no building is proof of an earthquake. But this one, they are earthquake resistant. So Cyprus is an area where they have heaps of earthquakes, about 200 earthquakes a year all around the island. And it's because Cyprus sits right in the middle of the Mediterranean where these three tectonic plates meet, the Eurasian plate, the African plate and the Antillean plate. And that means that there's always a lot of seismic activity and the homes here need to be better at withstanding that. And that's ultimately what it's about, upgrading the housing stock and the buildings here at BFC so that they are earthquake resistant.
Right, that's amazing. So let's talk about it. Why are good homes so important to the military then?
We do loads of stories at Forces News about exercises, about operations, but the things that get the most responses are ultimately about housing and accommodation. It's something that really gets people riled up if the housing and the accommodation is bad. We do the occasional story from time to time where people are unhappy with their accommodation, and successive governments are always talking about how they want to upgrade the housing for the military. And that's something that the station commander at Decalia, Tim Wildish, is really focused on and understands that it's probably one of the most important thing for the families as well as the serving personnel that are actually in a unit like Four Scots or the Welsh Guards out here in Cyprus.
Housing is quite an emotive subject. We should be striving to give people as best accommodation as we can, whether it's single living accommodation or service families accommodation. And, you know, that's what we've got here, really. It's the best that we can offer. And that's what we should aim to do for all service families in the future.
It's amazing to see how passionate the station commander is about it. I mean, at the end of the day, these people, and they're moving their whole families over there. They're spending a real good chunk of their time over there. So it's really exciting to see the change take place. Now, these homes in particular, Will, they're aimed at families, aren't they? So are there any plans for accommodation for single people?
Yep, this is SFA service family accommodation. So it's for people that are married with children or in long-term relationships. And it's one of the things that we always hear at Forces News when we do housing stories. They say, what about the single people? What about the blokes and the ladies in the blocks? And I asked that to the Defence Infrastructure Organisation, who are the partners on building this project with CSOC. And they said that they do have ambitions to build more single living accommodation, SLA, for British Forces Cyprus. They didn't put a time on it. They didn't put a date on it, as they have with other parts of this project. But they do say that's something that they know is really important and they want to work on that in the future.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what is next kind of set in stone for the project, or will you hear about it in slow increments?
Well, this is a 10-year project. It's £46 million and it's going on all around British Forces Cyprus. It's not just houses in Decalia or schools in Decalia. It's Episcopi, it's RAF Akrotiri, it's Ios Nikolaos. So wherever people are living, if there are homes that aren't earthquake resistant or buildings that aren't earthquake resistant, then this is something that they're going to be working on for a little while. The previous reporter in my job did this story as a groundbreaking story where they shove the spade into the ground in an area where the house is going to be built and all of the big wigs take photos and smile, etc. So this has been going on for a while and it's going to carry on for a little bit longer. But this has gone on in a period where there's been lots of additional costs, building materials. And so DIO, the Defence Infrastructure Organisation, they told me that the project has been somewhat scaled back. So while there are lots of homes being built, all of the original homes that they intended to build, that they're not all going to be built. And that's just because of higher costs of inflation, which everybody's experiencing around the world.
Oh, wow. How interesting. So I can only assume that you'll be following this project with a keen eye to keep us updated on how it's going.
Yes, the next homes are going to be revealed in Decalia in November and then January. They've got loads of trees. I think it's about 1,000 trees. And then there's going to be loads of parks as well. So I think for serving personnel, this is going to be a really nice place for them to live in the future. Not just the people that are there in Deucalia now, four Scots, 4th Battalion, the Royal Regiment of Scotland, for another year as they're posted out here to Cyprus as the resident infantry battalion, but the next battalion and the next battalion. People are going to be living in there for a long time, enjoying these houses, I think.
So exciting. Well, Will, thank you so much for joining us on the pod today, letting us know what it's like over in Cyprus at the moment and all these new housing plans. It's very exciting. It's been a pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you. You're going to see me moving into those houses one day.
Hope so.
Thank you.
So what else is going on across BFBS? Well, official podcast for the BFBS Pro League, The Lobby, is back. And this week, Owen, Jonah and Lena talk to Rocket League caster Sir Pigasus about his experience casting across the world. They then catch up with head of BFBS Esports, Rob Wiley, to talk about the grand finals and how they are making this year's event bigger and better. You won't want to miss it. So head on over to the BFBS radio app or wherever you get your podcasts. That's it from me for this week. It has been so fun hearing all these stories. Daily Dits is back with you on Monday.